Every time somebody recommends a doctor, it's always the best. Always, is he good? Always the best. This guy's the best. They can't all be the best. There can't be this many best. Someone's graduating at the bottom of these classes. Where are these doctors? Is somewhere someone saying to their friend, you should see my doctor. He's the worst. Oh, yeah, he's the worst. He's the absolute worst there is. Whatever you've got, it'll be worse after you see him. He's a butcher. The man's a butcher. And then there's always that, make sure that you tell him that, you know me. Why? What's the difference? He's a doctor. What is he? Oh, you know Bob. Oh, okay, I'll give you the real medicine. Yeah, everybody else, I'm giving Tic Tacs.
And usually for lunch, I'll have a salad. And for dinner, I eat whatever I want.
What do you think the worst part of being blind is?
Excuse me?
You know, if you were blind, what do you think the worst part of it would be?
I don't know.
I think it would be not being able to tell if there was bugs in my food. How could you ever enjoy a meal like that? Constantly be feeling around with my lips and my tongue.
Well, that's how my five-year-old eats. He's a very picky eater.
You hear about that kid that was kidnapped the other day in Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh, he's at a carnival with his mother, and she goes to get a hot dog. Next thing you know, she turns around, boom, he's gone.
Oh.
Imagine how sick a person has to be to do something like that. And these people are all over the place. You never know who's crazy. I could be one of these people.
Have you seen any good movies?
Who takes care of your boy during the day?
We have a woman. Why?
No, I'm just saying.
She had references.
Oh, I'm sure she did. I'm sure they're impeccable. I'm talking about the ones that forge them. You know, I think this is really helping.
I don't live near here, you know?
So she's giving me the massage, and I'm just making conversation.
I don't like to talk during a massage.
Neither do I, but I do it for them. I figure they're bored.
Yeah, I do that too. I feel guilty about getting the pleasure. I feel like I don't deserve it, so I talk. It stops me from enjoying it. There's nothing to eat in here.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
I'm in the middle of a story.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Why don't you ever go shopping?
Well, it's not like it's a really funny story or anything.
What happened?
Well, so she mentioned that she had a son. And then for some reason, I launch into the story about the kid from Pennsylvania who was abducted.
Oh, wasn't that terrible?
Yes, it was.
Not even an apple.
She doesn't want to hear that. That was stupid.
I know it was stupid.
Really stupid.
Hey, I just said it was stupid.
What about this leftover Chinese food?
Take it.
I can't believe you said that.
Hey, would you stop it already?
So, what'd she say?
I don't know. She actually seemed to get a little paranoid.
This is terrible. What is this, ginger? Hey, ginger. I can't understand how anyone can eat ginger.
I have a good masseuse you can go to.
No, she's really good, and she's not just a masseuse. She's a physical therapist. It's a big difference. She uses the ultrasound. It's a real medical procedure. In fact, if you get a doctor's note, it's covered by insurance.
Physical therapy is covered by insurance?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for the massage?
Not if you have a doctor's note.
So where do you get this note?
Well, I've never actually done it, but if I really wanted to, I could probably get one from my friend Roy, the dentist.
Right, your friend Roy.
What's the name of this physical therapist?
I'll tell you, but don't ask her anything about her kid. She's a little off.
And you don't have to pay. We have 3 o'clock appointments.
George Andy Lane, right?
Right.
Could you fill these out for me, please? And, Elaine, you'll be seeing Juliana.
Okay.
And, George, you'll be with Raymond.
Excuse me, did you say Raymond?
Yes.
But, Raymond is a man.
That's right.
I can't get a massage from a man.
Why not?
What, are you crazy? I can't have a man touching me. Switch with me.
Well, I don't want the man either.
What's the difference? You're a woman. They're supposed to be touching you.
He'd just be touching your back.
He'd just be touching your back, too.
No, it could get sexual.
I know. That's the point. If it's going to get sexual, it should get sexual with you.
I wouldn't be comfortable.
I would? What if something happens?
What could happen?
What if it felt good?
It's supposed to feel good.
I don't want it to feel good.
Then why get the massage?
Exactly.
George?
Yes?
I'm Raymond.
Hello?
Are you ready? And then Juliana asked me if I wanted to join her here in the office.
Really?
Used to be a flight attendant.
Oh, boy.
You know, why don't you open those pants? It's going to be a lot easier that way. So what do you do?
What?
I said, what do you do?
I don't know.
You don't know what you do?
No.
Oh, come on. You're very tense.
Coffee. Too much coffee.
Okay, you take off those pants now. I'll work the hamstring.
Oh, the hamstring's fine.
But you wrote that it was tender.
I wrote.
I'll check it out.
You sure?
Yeah, take them off.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
But you just told me.
Korea.
You heard it in Korea?
What?
The hamstring.
Korea.
How?
Hamstring.
How did you hurt the hamstring?
Hotel.
How'd it go?
No appointments at all because my neck is still tight. What about Thursday? And Friday? Oh, boy. Okay, thanks anyway. What's with you?
A man gave me...
Yes, a man gave you...
A man gave me... a massage.
So?
So he had his hands and, he was,
He was what?
He was, touching and rubbing.
That's a massage.
And then I took my pants off.
You took your pants off?
For my hamstring.
Oh.
He got about 2 inches from there.
Really?
I think it moved.
Moved?
It may have moved. I don't know.
You sure it didn't move?
It moved. It was imperceptible, but I felt it.
Maybe he just wanted to change positions, you know. Shift to the other side.
No. It wasn't a shift. I've shifted. This was a move.
Okay, so what if it moved?
That's the sign. The test if a man makes it move.
That's not the test. Contact is the test. If it moves as a result of contact.
it's contact. It has to be touched.
That's what a gym teacher once told me.
Hey. I just saw Joe DiMaggio and Dinky Donuts. You know, I looked in there, and there he was having coffee and a donut.
Joe DiMaggio and Dinky Donuts?
Yeah. Joe DiMaggio.
No, I'm sorry. If Joe DiMaggio wants a donut, he goes to a fancy restaurant or a hotel. He's not sitting in Dinky Donuts.
Well, maybe he likes Dinky Donuts.
I don't even like to sit next to a man on an airplane because our knees might touch.
I can't see Joe DiMaggio sitting at the counter with little tiny, filthy, smelly Dinky Donuts.
Why can't Joe DiMaggio have a donut like everybody?
He can have a donut.
Yeah,
but not a Dinky.
I don't even like to use urinals. Always been a stall man.
Look, I'm telling you, that was Joe DiMaggio.
The guy slept with Marilyn Monroe. He's in Dinky Donuts. What about this doctor's note? Let's go see your friend Roy.
I never said I'd do that.
What are you talking about? That's $75. I'm not working. I can't afford that.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, what, are you like a Quaker now?
All right, all right. Stall man, huh? So we were just kind of wondering if it was possible for you to write us a note. And if you can't, believe me, it's fine.
He didn't say he can't.
I mean, if you feel funny about it at all.
He doesn't feel funny.
If he does.
Do you feel funny? He didn't say anything.
He feels funny. You don't have to do this.
He knows that.
Roy, should we go? Is this a breach of our friendship?
Oh, can you be any more dramatic?
Don't be ridiculous. Holyfield. He's a good friend of one of my patients. He's got a hell of a body, doesn't he?
How would I know?
You like him?
What do you mean, like him?
You like him?
I mean, he's a good fighter and a nice guy, but I don't like him.
How come you don't like him?
Why should I?
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Why? You think something's wrong? Am I different?
So you want the notes? You don't have to, really.
No, no, it's okay.
We should probably get one for Elaine, too, right, George? George. Well, what about the week after? No appointments at all?
What?
Well, can I at least just talk to her so I can apologize? Forget it. I can't believe this. I make one innocent comment about some lunatic in Pennsylvania, and I'm cut off. This woman is insane. What's with you?
What?
Well, you were too close to me. I was all scrunched in there.
Hey, you scrunched me. I sat down here first.
Hey. I saw DiMaggio in the donut shop again.
Yeah.
Joe DiMaggio,
you know, this time I went in and I sat down across from him and I really watched him. I studied his every move. For example, he dunks.
Joe DiMaggio dunks his donuts?
That's right.
See, now I know it's not him. Joe DiMaggio could not be a dunker.
Oh, he's a dunker.
Why couldn't he be a dunker?
And nothing diverts his attention. Like I'm sitting in there, you know. And I start banging on the table, you know, so that he'll look up, you know, like I'm sitting there, you know, and I, you know. He wouldn't move. So then I started doing these yelping noises, like. Reaction because the guy is so focused, you see, he can just block out anything that's going on around him. See, that's how he played baseball. He dunks like he hits.
Well, then what?
Well, then the waitress, she comes up and she tells me to shut up or they're going to throw me out.
Why didn't you just call out his name?
What happened to you?
Kids called me a Mary.
Oh, what?
I was jumping over a puddle. And for some reason, I went like this. And they called me a Mary. So I chased them, and I tripped, and I fell.
Yeah, you know, kids, they can be very perceptive.
Hey, George, what is this? What is that? No, really, what is that?
Hello? Oh, hi, Roy. What? Oh, my God. Well, how did this happen? What can I do? Oh, I am so sorry. Okay. Bye. That was Roy. He's under investigation for insurance fraud.
He's just a man and not a freak. Joe and Joe DiMaggio. Joe. Go, Joe.
I told you.
What?
I told you we shouldn't do it.
I didn't say anything.
He's got a house, a family. They could take away his license. You should have heard him. Three notes. How stupid was that? We never should have got three notes.
Three notes?
Yeah, you, me, and George.
You got me a note?
Yeah.
But I got my own note.
You what?
I got a note from my gynecologist.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't know you were getting me a note.
Of course I was getting you a note.
But you didn't say anything.
Neither did you. That's why we got caught. We sent in four notes from two doctors.
Do that to your friend. He's got a wife, kids, and a lot of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hello. I just thought maybe I could talk to Roy.
Pam, did the x-ray from Mrs. Sloan? Hi.
Hi, Roy.
How you doing?
Come on back. I have a patient, but she's under.
I don't even know what to say.
Me neither.
I knew this would happen.
Me too.
I mean, the whole thing, it's just
tragic.
Well, it's not tragic.
No?
No, it's
unsettling.
Okay. I mean, what if the...
I hope you're both happy.
I'm not happy.
Me neither. I've never been happy.
And I'm happy sometimes, but not now.
In college, maybe. Those were fun times.
Yeah, college was fun. Yeah.
You know the whole practice is in jeopardy. You know that.
Don't mind her.
Oh, please. I love her.
I've just met her, but I'm very impressed.
Understand, I've never had a problem with these notes before.
Well, what's the next move? What's going to happen now?
Well, nothing really, as long as we get the physical therapist to go along with our story.
What? The physical therapist? Why?
She just has to say the complaint was related to a dental problem.
How you doing?
Hi. Look, I know I don't have an appointment, but it's really important that I talk with Juliana.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seinfeld. She's not in.
Yeah, I know she's mad at me, but I really have to speak with her.
I told you she's not here.
You don't understand.
Look, you have to leave.
Wait a second. Don't you... Hi. Look, I don't know what to say.
Please.
But, you see, let me just talk to you for a second. See, what I did is inadvertently sent an insurance...
I treated you, so please, just get out of the office.
But can't you just listen to me?
Run, Billy! Run to the office and close the door!
Police. What is it? Hi, George.
Hello.
Raymond?
Well, I mean, it's only a 6-month probation. It's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I still don't see any dinner invitations forthcoming.
Men have been popping into my sexual fantasies. All of a sudden, I'll be in the middle.
Of what?
And a guy will appear from out of nowhere. I say, get out of here. What do you want? You don't belong here.
What do they do?
They talk back. They go, hey, George, how's it going? I say, get the hell out of here.
It's the K-Man. Huh? Maybe it's time you got a different hobby. Ugh.
this came from Roy's. I threw up from the gas.
Did he say anything?
No, no, he's fine. Oh, my God. What, Joe DiMaggio?
What?
Having a cup of coffee.
It's skunking.
Yeah? Look at him. The Yankee Clipper.
Yeah.
Here. You see? Now that is a handsome man. Oh, please.
Wait.
I told you.
What causes homophobia? What is it that makes a heterosexual man worry? I think it's because men know that deep down, we have weak sales resistance. We're constantly buying shoes that hurt us, pants that don't fit right. Men think, obviously, I could be talked into anything. What if I accidentally wander into some sort of homosexual store thinking it's a shoe store, and the salesman goes, just hold this guy's hand, walk around the store a little bit, see how you feel. No obligation, no pressure, just try it. Would you like to see him in a sandal?
Just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horse-hide fear, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.